At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, everybody. We are back again. It's like the drive in the afternoon, but on Old School.
Yes, it is, man. Yes, it is. Raph, we are here at Cornerstone Bank, 83rd and O Street, from Customer Appreciation Tailgate. Raph, Foreman will be here in a second. We got the thing going on. But, dude, it is game day. Almost. We have one more sleep until game day.
One more sleep.
Cornhusker Bank at their beautiful facility.
This is awesome.
Oh, dude, you look at the ambiance, everything that's going on right now. Raph, I'm going to ask you this right now, man.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask Jake. And I know Jake is over there just chilling, hanging out.
Look at that guy. Statue.
But, bro, we got one night until sleep.
Yes.
3 p.m. tomorrow night. Nebraska volleyball, first of all, took care of business last night in Champaign, Illinois.
John Cook.
A sweep. They took care of business. Sweep, swept, whatever you want to call
sweep
it.
Em. Sweep them. Get out of here.
Absolutely. But we are glad to be here at Cornhusker Bank, 83rd and O. Folks, come on down.
It's awesome out here.
Come down. We will have, yes, all sorts of things. Larry the Cable Guy, Dan Whitney. We call him Whitty.
We call him Whitty, as we always do.
He's
probably driving right now.
Yeah,
What's up, Whitney?
He's probably down here right now. 83rd North, Cornhusker Bank. Raph, beautiful night. But tomorrow's temperature is going to be much different tonight than we have.
95 degrees.
95. Raph, how does that play into the game tomorrow night? Actually, tomorrow afternoon.
Well, right now, if you're Nebraska, you're saying, glad we switched sidelines this year.
You dang right.
A little bit of shade. Happiness. Electric. I like the 3 o'clock kickoff.
I like 3 o'clock. I'm going to ask you this. Fans, on the text line, let us know. Do you prefer 11 a.m. to 30 a.m., 3 p.m., 6 p.m.? What do you know? But I like the 3 p.m., Raph.
I like it's a sweet spot. I like it 3.
It is a sweet spot, but dude, it's going to be hot tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Like crazy hot.
And tomorrow. We're in October.
Yeah, it's October. But it'll be crazy hot, but it'll be good.
Yep.
But at the same time, folks, again, come down to 83rd and O, Cornhusker Bank, a major teammate of the drive.
So cool.
The ticket, the whole station, et cetera. But we are pumped to be here, and we want to thank them for the hospitality they have for us right here. And also the venue. We want to give a shout-out to the venue. For the food they
Ritter
have.
Ritter and Barkley.
Yes, we have pulled pork, et cetera, right here. We got Nick that showed up in the house.
Is that a big swim shirt?
Yes, a big swim shirt with the polo going
on
right there.
It's so watery.
Yes, it is. He's coming in. Tomorrow's game. Okay, first of all, we're talking about tomorrow. Rutgers. Jake, you're here with us right now. Jake, how we get this set up right here right now with the Cornhusker, though?
This is a good setup right now. How we get the setup?
Yes, how do we get it? What's the genesis of the connection with Cornhusker?
How does this work? We have been here for the last couple years. It's usually before the first game of the season. We pushed back to October because of some conflicts they had here. But work with Carissa here, work with Jay, work with Barry, of course, a lot of great people here at Cornhusker Bank. And we always love having this remote broadcast the night before a football game. So this time in October. But It's been a big thing. And by the way, if you want to stop by, just a reminder, if you are in the area, we got free drinks, courtesy of venue, we got free food. And as you mentioned, Larry the Cable Guy will be here at 4:30. But we also have in front of you, AD, a signed Will Shields jersey. Yes. So if you are in the vicinity right now, sitting down, if you're at the bank and say, you know what, I'm here early, we got slips for you to put your name in the bucket. We'll draw about $5.50. If you're not here, that's fine. We will call you when we are done, and we can pick it up from the station. But we want to hook it up. So food, drinks, Larry the Cable Guy, Will Shields jersey. Beautiful weather here before it gets hot tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
It's a good time.
Yes, it
is. That's why we're here.
And let everyone know that I've never lost a two-on-two basketball game with Will Shields.
Did you always beat him, Raph?
No, we're undefeated. Me and Will would team up. So Will, what, 6'2", 6'1", probably?
Give or take.
He'd say, Raph, I'll take care of the rebounds. You just make three-pointers. I'd miss like five in a row. The greatest rebounder I ever seen in my life. I mean, Charles Barkley has nothing on Will Shields.
Well, by the way, Jay Foreman is on his way. He went to the station by accident. He told me that he's on his way, so he'll be here shortly. But you asked about Rutgers tomorrow, AD, and yeah, this is a game that's going to be hot. Rutgers is a team that likes to run the football. They're physical. Their defense is good. It's not as good as it has been in previous years, but still very good. And they were fortunate. I mean, they beat Washington by 3 points at home on Friday night last week. And don't forget, and Washington missed three field goals.
Yes.
Washington out-yarded them, about doubled their yardage on the road. And Washington's not a great team. I'm still surprised they're a 2.5-point favorite against Michigan tomorrow at home. That's a different story in itself. Yeah. But Rutgers is a team that is 4-0. They do have a nice win against Virginia Tech this year off the bat.
Yes,
the same Va Tech team that should beat Miami but also did lose to Vanderbilt. So they're kind of Jekyll and Hyde.
Right.
What Va Tech team do you get? But you can't take that away from Rutgers. So I'm not a big fan of the quarterback. Cali McManus, he's not bad. He's just average. But Monongai, the running back, is really, really good. And if Nebraska can contain him and continue to not shoot themselves in the foot with turnovers, which has been great this year, then Nebraska, I think the line at 6.5, 7 points is correct for this football game.
Well, to piggyback off of Jake, come down and sign up for a chance to win a free autographed Will Shields jersey. Given away at $5.50 today. You don't need to be present to win to take care of that. But go back to what you said, Jake, right there. You know what? Rutgers is a team that scares me in the fact that they're special teams. Greg Schiano, in my opinion, is our modern day. They're Virginia Tech. They play Beamer ball.
Beamer ball.
So what they lack maybe in talent as far as depth, they get it done in special. You said that this morning, though,
Jake. I did,
yeah.
They're kind of nasty.
They're nasty. They're nasty.
They don't have the athletes that are going to see first-round picks, second-round picks. They don't have guys that are like that, but they have the intensity knowing we want to be a good team. We got to do it our way with tough physical defense and elite special teams.
Yes.
They block kicks.
Yes.
They're not the best return team, but they do the things that people don't want to do. They go above and beyond to do the unsexy things and block the kicks because that's the way that they can make advantages here.
Jake and Nick, I said Nick.
Big Swim.
Big Swim's over there. I'm just looking at him because I'm so used to it in the morning. But Jake and Raph, I'm going to ask you this, guys, right now. Because of their special teams, what is your biggest concerns with us right now? Because Greg Schiano, obviously with Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he was with those guys for a couple years. And then he's been at Rutgers for a number of years right now. Those guys, 71, is that the number right there?
71.
Am I right on that?
Yeah, 71 block kicks in his tenure, both before and after at Rutgers, I believe.
And you look at the Achilles heel that Nebraska has right now. And it's, first of all, this is no disrespect to John Holman because this is a kid that was thrown. And I think, and I'm not saying a lot of Nebraska fans, but sometimes he gets thrown under the bus because it's like, why can't he make it? We have snapping issues, we have protection issues, et cetera. Does it concern you guys tomorrow if it comes down to a 4th and 9, 4th and 8,
yes.
4th and 10? What are you guys' thoughts on that part of it right there?
I think everything tomorrow, anything under a 4th and 5, I think we're going for it.
I totally agree. I don't know how you can't. Because the thing is, even if John Hole has had a good week in practice – It's a mental thing at this point because you know sometimes you know it's like the yips at this point it's not just him.
Yep.
I mean, now he's got to worry about is the snap good because it's been a collective issue. John Hole's the one that gets blamed when the kick gets blocked.
And
or
it's
he gets
not
missed.
All on him, man.
But if the timing's off, if the snap is low or high, the kick the laces aren't right, he's the one that gets blamed. But it is an entire operation. So That comes back to the fact that if this is going well in practice, but the first snap of the game at a kick, but it's extra point or field goal, is off, guess what? He's triggered saying, here we go again.
Right.
Because he's prone to that, too. You have to have, you know, every position in football or sports, you have to be mentally strong. But at kicker, man, you're on an island. If you miss it, it's like, wow, man, you let the whole team down. You're out there for four kicks a game.
And it's not all on him.
It's not always on him.
Raph, if you're in a situation with Nebraska right now and you're looking at a 4th and 5, 4th and 8, what are you doing right now?
I think anything over 4th and 5, we're kicking a field goal. Anything within 4th and 5 or less, we're going for it. I mean, that almost the way you got to play it. Like, you don't want to – I understand you want to put your field goal team out there to overcome this, but, like, last week I was looking at this game and I'm thinking, these blocked kicks, luckily there were no, like, blocked and returned back for 6 points. I felt like if we were going to lose that game last week, it was like, it's going to be from a blocked kick, a kick six.
Yeah.
And we don't want to see that. I understand we want to get our field goal team out there and overcome these issues, but you don't want to give up 7 points, 6 points by a blocked kick. So I think anything over 4th and 5, we attempt the field goal. Anything under, we're probably going to go for
it. Okay, think back to last year, the Purdue game. Okay, Nebraska, Purdue blocked two kicks this past week. The thing that changed last year's Purdue game was Nebraska blocking a field goal and scoring for a touchdown.
Yep.
And that changed the whole game. Nebraska wins by 17, 31-14. So you're right, Raph. You're fortunate that both those kicks were tackled right away. Buscini made both tackles. Holder made both tackles.
Yeah, that game last week, I was like, the only way we lose this game is if we lose it on special teams. Thankfully, the block kicks did not cost us. But I'm thinking to myself, if one of those blocks comes back, they pick it up, kick six, it changes the whole momentum of the game. So I'm just thinking tomorrow that if it's anything under 4th and 5, you got to go for it.
Okay, so if it's 4th and 5, it gets deep in the game. Nick, I keep saying Nick, but Nick is on the side over there.
Good looking
he's
dude.
He's good looking, Nick. Yeah.
Come on. Nick's coming in.
Come on in here.
I only have a headset for you.
So, Jake, I'm after you this, man. If it's 4th and 5 and we're going deep into the game, it's 4th and 5, 4th and 6. Are you going to the kick or are you going to go for it?
Well, you got to go for it. I mean, at this point, once again, if it depends how the game's going. If Nebraska has been attempting kicks and making them, okay, then go for the kick. But if you have once again kicked in the game trying to get your kicker confident and he's missed it, there's no earthly way you can go for a field goal kick. Yep. Now, 4th and 7, you know, you got to think about that. It also depends, AD, Raph, if – How the offense is moving the ball.
Yeah.
If you've been moving the ball not very well and, you know, 4th and 7 becomes very difficult, then that's a conversation you have to have. That's not pleasant. But you really hope it doesn't come out of that. Because
Wayfair's big sale is back. Get ready for Way Day. For 3 days only, October 5th through October 7th, save up to 80% off on everything home. With low prices on top furniture and decor, now's the time to invest in new seating or dining set. Up your holiday decorating game for way less. Refresh your cookware and baking supplies. Restock your linen closet. And maybe even treat yourself? Actually, definitely treat yourself. At up to 80% off, this is the sale to go all out. Oh, and did we mention everything ships free all Way Day long? Yeah, everything, even a sectional. Plus, surprise flash deals launch every 24 hours on some of Wayfair's top products. So check back each day to score big on something you never saw coming. Who knows what amazing finds you'll bring home. Don't miss Wayfair's big sale. Way Day only lasts 3 days and won't be back soon. Save up to 80% off all things home now through October 7th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at tanker.com.
This is a game that is a team right now that is very good. Nebraska's a good offensive team. They're good defensively, but they are very, very, not even, they're way below average. They're bad at special teams, and I can't imagine what it's going to be like living like with as a Husker fan if you know you've got a good enough team to be at the top part of the Big Ten, but this one area is crippling you so poorly that it's causing you close games. And so, thankfully, so far it's cost you only one against Illinois, but this is a game that could easily come down to the wire, and it's going to be very important to not just have good kicking, but punting, punt return, punt, you know, every part of that, which is, and none of that's been exactly proven to be successful for Nebraska this season.
I want to say this, that I think this game falls a lot onto the defense. Like, I think if Nebraska can make Rutgers one-dimensional, I say if we can shut down the run game and make, if Kelly McManus wants to beat us passing, so be it. But I think the first priority for Nebraska's defense tomorrow is shut down the run game.
You have to. I mean, again, Monica is probably right now a top five running back in the country.
Yeah, he is.
I think Genty at Boise State is obviously the best. Ollie Gordon's had a rough year. He's still a top five back. Yeah. But Monica is just a guy the last couple years has been exceptional. And he gets 20-plus carries a game because they know they can. He can handle that. He gets stronger as the game goes on. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's dangerous. You know, he doesn't really have the breakaway speed. You haven't seen him have the long run. He has had some decent runs, but he can get caught from behind. But I was watching that game last week. They were backed up at their own one-yard line. And he broke tackles. Yeah. He had about a 45-yard run just breaking tackles left and right. And that's what he can do.
You know, Amon Green said this morning on the show, his yard after contact, he leans forward a lot. And that may not be a thing in the first quarter that it leans on you, but in the third and fourth, that leans on you when a guy is consistently getting two, three, even 1 yard after. First, old school sponsored by the Mercado, by certified Piedmontese. Folks, steaks, everything meat that you need is by Mercado, certified by Piedmontese. Raph, I'm going to ask you this. I know Nick's on the side over there. He's just on his phone. He's a Gen Z.
Yeah, he's Gen
Z. Gen Z.
Always on his phone.
Jake, he's a Gen Z.
Who are you texting, Nick? Who are you texting?
Always on his phone.
Social media, texting.
Yes. He's always working.
He's always a Gen Z guy.
Grinding.
He's always grinding as far as that goes. Grinding. He's always doing that. You guys, I'm going to bring that back to this point here. We bring back the special teams again. If you're Nebraska right now, I'm thinking about this. IGC is a guy we have not talked about a lot.
Since the first game.
Not a lot.
He played well against UTEP, and since then, been very quiet.
Absolutely. But he's sure-handed.
Yep.
You need a sure-handed guy back there returning punts, returning kicks. How important will be IGC be tomorrow?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Rutgers has a rugby-style punter.
Yes,
that's what
do.
They have. They like to take the snap and run for a little bit, and then kind of do a low punt that bounces. So he's going to be imperative. This is going to be a windy game tomorrow.
He's got to feel the punt.
It's going to be bluster.
If
you let that ball go by you, it could run for 40, 50, 40 yards because it's just a runner, especially if it's downwind or even into the wind to a certain extent. That's dangerous. So the way that Rutgers punts is going to be difficult to feel that ball and easy to muff that kind of stuff.
And with the winds, Jake.
Yeah.
Winds.
It's going to be blustery. It's going to be that type of punt, especially, is going to be really challenging to field and deal with tomorrow.
I'm going to ask you this, Raph. We got Jay in the house as well, the Hall of Famer. We got Nick here at the house as well. We are 84th and O Street, Cornhusker Bank. We appreciate their
hospitality.
We appreciate the venues providing the food and all the rest of that stuff. Old School is sponsored by the Mercado, by certified Piedmontese as well. Again, we got IGC, a guy we have not heard a lot about over the past couple months, actually the past couple weeks here. Raph, how important will it be for IGC to field punts, kickoff returns? Hot day, a lot of wind. Raph, what do you think?
It's going to be windy. It's going to be windy. It's going to be windy out there. You got to catch the ball. You got to eliminate the the not catching the ball and letting the ball, you know, dribble down the field for another 15 or 20 yards. Possession's key. You got to – I mean, I just look at it like this. You've got to make Rutgers one-dimensional. You've got to shut down the run first. I know Jay Foreman, the Hall of Famer, the
Jay,
legend.
Jay, what do you think?
You've got to shut down. You've got to make him one-dimensional. One-dimensional, Jay?
Let's do this. We're going to get to break. We're going to let Jay hop in.
One-dimensional.
We're live at Corner Square Bank.
Jay Foreman, the Hall of Famer.
When we come back, Jay
Free
Foreman's
autographs.
Hopping on. How
yeah,
about
like
that?
Free autographs tonight
Jay
only.
Jay Foreman hops on next on Old School here on the Ticket Life at Corner Square Bank.
The Hall of Famer.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Stop by our 93.7 The Ticket studios this Saturday, October 5th, to get your pregame grub on with the help from Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul. Charles and his team will be set up on the sidewalk with ribs, brisket sandwiches, pulled pork, pulled chicken, mac and cheese, baked beans, and potato salad, all available for purchase. Make pregame plans to stop by our 93.7 The Ticket studio to get filled up on Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul this Saturday, October 5th, before cheering on the Husker.
If you're a homeowner or a business owner, you have a lot of projects, and no one has an unlimited budget or time. Sunbelt Rentals makes all jobs less stressful, with no need to purchase large equipment or hire a crew. You can do it yourself with rentals and everything from aerators and power rakes for spring yard work, to stump grinders, concrete mixers, tile saws, and more. Check out their inventory in Lincoln, north of Cornhusker Highway on 56th Street, or online at sunbeltrentals.com.
The Rabbit Hole Bakery, located at 8th and Q in the Haymarket, is the ideal place for fresh breakfast items or desserts made daily. Cream puffs, cinnamon rolls, carrot cake, sweet potato pecan cookies, brownies, blondies. Do I need to keep going? What about bread pudding with homemade bourbon caramel sauce? Stop by the Rabbit Hole Bakery at 8th and Q in the Haymarket today to satisfy your cravings. And if you're looking for larger group orders, they do that too. Order ahead on their website at therabbitholebakery.com today.
Hello.
Angela, we have to break up.
But why?
Because you're a robot and I'm just a guy trying to get better internet.
It's Ella Fiber, isn't it? I always knew you wanted faster speeds. My contract isn't good enough for you.
Face it, Angela. They let me talk to real people.
Press 4 to break my heart. Oh wait, you already did.
Visit AlloFiber.com to switch today.
Fall is here, which means it's time to dive into a new lineup of autumn flavors at Wings and Rings, your home away from home during football season. Their all-star lineup of wing sauces is adding two new impact players, curry garlic and pumpkin chili. Need something delicious before kickoff? How about starting your meal with their brand new chorizo nachos and loaded fries? You better act fast. These new tastes of autumn won't be here long. So make the trip to one of their two Lincoln locations today on O Street or Village Lane. It's game on at Elway Power Sports of Lincoln, Nebraska's premier Kawasaki dealership. Score big on Kawasaki's most dependable side-by-side, the Mule Pro, built to take on your most demanding days. Rule the streets on an Indian motorcycle with customer cash and trade-in credits up to $2,000 during the month of October. On or off-road, Elway Power Sports of Lincoln has you covered with large selection of motorcycles and side-by-sides in stock at their new 27th and I-80 location. Stop by every Saturday for their Husker tailgate with free food, drinks, and games.
Hi, Sean Callahan here for Koppel Chevrolet GMC, and we are out of the gate for September with a very special GMC sales offer. We must move out all new GMC truck inventory fast, so right now at Koppel, we are offering true GM supplier pricing for everyone. Yes, you heard right, true GM supplier pricing on all GMC Sierras. That's over 12,000 off on select models. That's GM supplier pricing, 12,000 off on Sierras. Do not wait. Stop on in or check us out online at Koppel Car.
Your home is your empire. Protect it with Empire Fence. Get a free instant quote with the online estimating tool at empire-fence.com. See an upfront estimate with no hidden fees. An Empire Fence can provide privacy and improve the appearance of your home. Keep kids and pets in or out of your yard. Increase security and add value to your property. Visit empire-fence.com now to view the stylish and maintenance-free possibilities for your home and get a free instant online quote. Let Empire Fence protect your empire.
Empower a child today with the Teammates Mentoring Program. Hope is only a conversation away when you choose to share your talent, time, and heart with a child. Together, you can build a relationship based on strengths and chart a brighter future, one week at a time. Find out how you can be a mentor by visiting LincolnTeammates.org. Become what you needed as a kid by joining the Teammates Mentoring Program today.
All right, Rico, let's do the final checklist before we head out. We have a lot of people coming to the tailgate today.
I'm ready.
Burgers?
Check.
Chips?
Check.
Icy cold beer?
Check.
Except this one. I'm forgetting something. Wait a second. Where's the Führer's cheese spread?
I can't stop eating it.
Rico!
Relax. I always pack extra. It's the biggest hit of the tailgate.
For the best appetizer, party dip, and tailgate snack, load up on Führer's cheese spread today in most local grocery stores.
Hi everyone, Kendall Warnock with A1 Automotive in downtown Lincoln. If you're looking for an automotive repair facility you can genuinely trust, we would be grateful for the opportunity to earn your business repairing your vehicle. We have ASE master technicians and qualified to work on a variety of vehicles from Hondas to Porsches, Jaguars to Toyotas, and Chevrolets to Fords. We pride ourselves on customer service and relationships, and we would be grateful for the opportunity to serve you. Give us a call at 402-477-4660. A1 Automotive, always honest answers.
Hi, I'm State Senator Bo Ballard. I was born and raised right here in Lancaster County. I understand the value of hard work by being involved in our family business. I built my own company, creating jobs right here in our community. Nebraska families and business owners need lower taxes, more affordable health care, and a great education system. That is why I fought for the largest tax cut in Nebraska history, reduce the cost of health care, and help pass the biggest investment in our public schools. I'm Senator Bo Ballard, and I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th, paid for by Ballard for Nebraska.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Smooth as ice cream. What up, we're back. I am in effect. This is Jay Foreman. Got AD sitting in here. We are old school. We're coming at you live from Cornhusker Bank, 83rd and O Street. We appreciate their support. Come join us out here from 4 to 6 p.m. Free gourmet hors d'oeuvres, barbecue, drinks, and also we got our sports talk. We got Larry the Cable Guy joining us around 4:30 to entertain and get us ready for the Rutgers game tomorrow. Also, come and sign up for a chance to win a free autographed Will Shields jersey to be given away on air at 5:50 p.m. today. Don't need to be present to win. I'm going to tell you a story about Will Shields.
I want
to
know it.
Okay, here's the story about Will Shields.
I want to know it.
And I hope everybody's listening. You know, when I came in, you know, you hear about Will Shields, and he's very, like, you know, quiet. You know, didn't really say much.
Right.
And so I remember, you know, me and Mike Rucker, you know, would talk, you know, after, you know, Mondays, after a game. And so within a couple weeks, Carolina had played Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, I'm just going to let you know, you know, Will Shields be wolfing. I'm like, really? It's our Cornhusker brother. So we're playing in Kansas City. It's hot. It's like going to be like tomorrow.
Right.
Right?
95,
right.
Yep.
And the second play in the game, they ran like a little inside zone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the feeling out process. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we get into each other. It's like just trying to feel each other. Like, you know how the boxers kind of jab a little bit. And Will, you know, we kind of just, you know, hit each other, kind of, you know, I'm walking away, little nudge. He's like, I know, you know, I did your boy last week. You next, right? Right? No, I mean, this is a true story. I said, what? He's like, you heard me. You know what time, right? And here's the best part. He's like, you know what time it is. And I was taken back by it, you know, because everything I heard from Coach Tenneper, you know, rest in peace. And everything is Will Shields. He just kind of just went about his business, and, you know, he had his glasses and everything.
And he's very businesslike.
Very businesslike.
Very businesslike.
So I was like, oh, maybe he was just trying to, you know, just joking around a little bit. Let me get these bugs off you a little bit, right? So we, you know, a couple plays later, we did it, and he said the same thing. He's like, I told you I'm gonna be back, right? And AD, you know me, right there. I said, oh, it's on, dude. It is on. So me and – I'm going to tell you what. Me and Will Shields went at it for 3.5 hours. From that play on
– It was on.
It was on.
It was on.
Now, it wasn't anything dirty, but we went at each other like no other. And AD, here's the thing. We were in TV timeout. I'm looking right over there. I'm talking junk right to him. You know, hey, you know your boy. So, listen, if you can come out here, sign up, or put your name in, even if you don't stay and you win a Will Shields jersey, it is well worth it. He's a Hall of Fame player. And better yet, he's a Hall of Fame dude. I coach basketball. We played at a Will Shields field or Will Shields like gymnasium.
His complex down there
in Kansas City, first class. And it was really cool to be there and had his jerseys up there and stuff like that. Everything is done first class. His son, Siobhan, was here, a great basketball player.
Right. Played
basketball.
And every time
I see him, it's always great to see him. He's very businesslike, so forth and so on. But, you know, it was me and Ruck always laugh about that, man, just because Will's an OG. We weren't here around.
Right.
But let me tell you something. It was like Clash of the Titans out there,
right.
AD. And that's what it's going to be tomorrow.
Jay, it will be, and you think about Will Shields, we said hot mic. We got a hot mic on there. Yeah, and you know the good thing about it? We didn't say nothing crazy on
we got a hot mic.
let the mic be hot. Yeah, let the mic be hot. We always keep it copacetic on there. And, Jay, you think about a guy like Will Shields. My freshman year was Will's senior year, and Will was at Lawton, Oklahoma.
Right.
So you think about all the talent that came out of there. Mike Minner was out of there. And the running back that played for Oklahoma, what was his name? I can't think of his name. The running back that came out of
– James Allen.
James Allen.
Yep, James Allen. I played with James.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mike Minner, Will Shields, the Brewer.
Yep.
That played at Oklahoma
That was like a little hotbed.
It was a hotbed. And, Jay, I'm going to tell you this right now. When I was the ball boy for the Nebraska football schools, they had – Charles Thompson, obviously. Obviously, our Charles Thompson that played here at Nebraska.
Right, yeah.
But his father, they had a thing around their neck that they had headbands that had Hanta Yo.
Uh-huh.
And Hanta Yo in native language means clear the way.
Oh, okay.
And so those guys all came up here for the Nebraska football camps when we were – obviously, years ago, Jay.
Right.
Because I'm 50 and Jay, you were 48.
48, yeah.
48. But they had those headbands that Hanta Yo clear the way. All those guys were up here, and Will Shields and Coach Osborne. And here's the thing about it. That's the beauty of those football camps because Coach Osborne identified talent
right.
when they were in high school.
Right, yeah.
And so Will Shields was one of those guys. And, Jay, to my knowledge, and I read this during Coach Osborne's 2 years ago for teammates. It was at Memorial Stadium. Will Shields, I didn't realize this, Jay. He never missed a game.
Oh, no. Oh, you didn't know that?
I had no idea until 2 years ago.
Yeah, he just stopped playing.
I had no idea until 2 years ago that Will Shields, the great Nebraska guard, Hall of Famer, I didn't realize he had never missed an NFL game.
And, you know, I heard that in college, and I knew it in the pros, and I was trying to match that. Mm. And then I didn't miss a game until I, had a snap, crock, and pop
with
my
legs.
I didn't have a choice. But that lets you know, and Will Shields didn't miss any practices or any games here at Nebraska. So you got to think he's the pitcher perfect player of all in.
Yeah.
And when you think about, you know, we're playing Rutgers tomorrow, and we got about 12 minutes here, and I know we were talking about the kicking game and all this other stuff. You got to be all in. This is a game where you got to play every play to the maximum. And then when you do that, then they will break. And the one thing I will say this, I got a ton of respect for Greg Schiano. I got a ton of respect to what he's done at Rutgers, especially back when he had the really good teams before he went to Tampa Bay. And, kind of like Matt Rhule tried his, hand at the, NFL thing, came back to college, so forth and so on. He's really got those kids on that team bought in with the idea of playing hard. And I call it playing hard. Is the 80-20 rule where you play hard and do the things you need to do, low penalties, no turnovers. You win 80% of the game, 80% of the games, leave the other 20% up to coaching and then obviously increasing your talent level. And that's what he's got them bought in to do in a very short time in this new age of college football.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes people get playing hard confused with toughness.
Right.
Like that there's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nebraska plays hard. Rutgers plays hard. But just because they're based in New Jersey and Rutgers and all this other stuff doesn't mean that they're overly tough, right? And that's not taking anything away from them. And tough is different ways. Are you tough physically and or are you in a combination tough mentally? Where Nebraska has got to impose their will on them because we know we'll play hard and we're tough enough to do it. Impose their will. How do you be tough mentally? Continually not making mistakes, letting your overwhelming athletic ability and skill set overtake them.
Right, right.
And break them. Rutgers has some weaknesses in offense and defense. They have a really good running back, a capable quarterback. They've done a really good job of curtailing their offense and defensive scheme to the personnel to the maximum. And here's what I mean. An offensive line that are big maulers. So when you look at their inside and outside zone run scheme, mm-hmm. it's almost like a delayed draw. Remember when Barry Sanders used to run it?
Right.
It's like a delayed draw. Right. So what you let you do is let your offensive linemen get on guys and let the defensive linemen go where they may. And then they put the onus on Kyle, their running back, to make the right cut. And right. he's really good. He's really, really good. This is a little trick here. For people listening out here, here's a little tip.
Yes, listen to this.
Here's a little tip. When you listening over there? Man in the bucket hat?
My man in the bucket hat.
He's listening?
He's chilling over there, too, man.
Okay, here's a little tip.
He's got an incognito over there, too. I like that.
Yeah, I like it. Here's the tip for tomorrow. When the Rutgers running back runs to the right,
yeah,
that's when he's more effective. Mm-hmm. He's more stick the foot in the ground and get north and south. Where he struggles at
right.
is when the play goes to the left or he's forced to the left. Why right. is that? Because generally when you're a quarterback, you like to run your handoffs here.
Right.
Right? And you like to pass here.
Right.
And majority of the time, you're running to the wide side of the field and you're giving them more space. Mm-hmm. And the better part of their offensive line is from center, right guard, right tackle, a decent left tackle. Mm-hmm. But what he's doing is he really gets like forward, north and south, going to his right or the defense's left, offense's right. When he goes to the left, he's trying to dance a little bit.
Right.
And that's fine.
Right. Right.
Now we got to really own our blocks, get off our box violently, and haul butt to the ball, and everybody arrive with bad intentions, and we'll be okay.
Jay, you mentioned that, and let's just bring this out, man. There's been folks who have talked about the 3-3-5 and the intricacies of it right now.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get into it because you know it's a prelude, right?
Yes.
Hey, listen, we got a bye week coming next week.
Yes, yes. A much needed one too.
We have got some. I've got some stuff coming out there about the 3-3-5, 3-4, 4-2-5, 6-2 stack monster.
And Jay knows 7-1 all of this.
Hey, 713, whatever area code you got,
Jay,
we got a defense.
Jay,
for you.
Put their minds at ease, and we'll talk about that as we go on. But Jay, what I've been as I was traveling last week, I was in Montana, I was in Chicago, et cetera, and people were talking about, what is Tony White doing to 3-3-5? And, Jay, the thing that bothers me the most folks couldn't tell you a 3-3-5 between a 4-2 or a Tampa 2, regardless. Jay, you're going to break that down. There's nothing wrong with the 3-3-5.
There is nothing wrong with the 3-3-5.
I get tired of hearing
that. And here's the thing about it. Here's where really the light turned on for me. I came in the league and played in a base 3-4 with Wade Phillips.
Yes.
Right?
And one of the best. Wade Phillips, one of the best.
And it's literally, it's a zero technique and two fives, and we kind of moved around with Bruce Smith and Phil Hansen and Marcellus Riley and Pat Williams, all that, right? Then I played in a 4-3 with Greg Williams, and I played an outside linebacker, and you ran from anywhere from a 46 defense. We ran a 4-2-5 defense.
Different disguises.
We ran a 3-3-5 defense back then.
Right.
And then I went to Dom Capers down with Houston.
Right. Right.
And we ran a supposedly 3-4, but a lot of times, depending on who we were playing, we ran 4-3 fronts.
Right. Right.
Here's when the 3-3-5. Right. It's no different than the 3-4, except for you have somebody that's an in betweener. That's playing kind of like a rover linebacker that can run, and you don't have to sub against a really good tight end or a really good slot, and he's able to play the run and fit. And what you have to really, really look at defense, to really be simple, doesn't matter what defense you run.
Right.
You can run a 4-3, 3-4, 3-3-5, 4-2-5, a 5-2 back in the day with Roger Thomas and all that.
You have
to be strong and disciplined up the middle.
Absolutely.
And when you look at all the defenses, whether it's at Nebraska, Alabama.
Doesn't matter.
The Pittsburgh Steelers back
Absolutely.
In the day.
Absolutely.
The Ravens when they were really,
right.
really good.
Absolutely.
Or the San Francisco 49ers mm-hmm. when they had Patrick Willis and
yep.
all them. You have got to be strong up the middle. You have got to be good up the middle. It doesn't matter what if you played in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or in this present time, you have to be strong and disciplined up the middle. Why is that? I feel the big yards, how you can attack a defense, an opposing defense, if you want to become explosive overnight,
right.
isn't throwing it up the sideline.
Right.
It is dominating right. from hash to hash. That's why you have to be really good up the middle. The 3-3-5 allows you to do a couple things, AD. It allows you to be versatile. It allows you to be multiple. And the thing that makes the 3-3-5 go is you got to have guys that are really bought in and love football. Because you're going to be put in positions that are not advantageous, right?
Yep.
So what that means is, for you people out there listening, so advantageous is like, it for me, like I always, like that would be me always going up against a 205-pound like
right.
fullback or
right.
a 260-pound guard.
Right.
Well, when you get in the league, I'm looking at Larry Allen that's 330 pounds.
Oh, yes.
I got to figure out find a way to feed my
yes.
family, right?
Right.
And so, right. So you better find a way to play football.
Right.
And it puts you in a position, if you really dive into it with your mind, your body, and soul,
right.
you actually can be a more effective player.
Right.
Because I can get on the move. I can bust you up and play big boy ball.
Right. Right.
But then also it allows me to use my athletic ability to the utmost, to the maximum, if I know what I'm doing and if I know what everybody else is
right.
doing. And that's where you really make the 3-3-5 go. Like, I know it's not normal in the Big Ten to run the 3-3-5 because the 3-3-5 became popular back in the day, and I remember it. It was a Thursday or Friday night game. Oklahoma was out there playing West Virginia, mm-hmm. and West Virginia ran their 3-3-5.
Yep.
But it generally is for a spread team, but you can run it against teams that like to run, kind of like actually better against a team like Rutgers because they run a lot of 11 and 12 personnel.
Absolutely.
So also, I will tell you this before we go to break. Majority of the time, teams are in nickel. That's four people down.
Absolutely.
That's four defensive linemen
yep.
down
yep.
and two linebackers.
Right.
So the 3-3-5,
you start looking at numbers at that standpoint.
Right.
What side of the ball? Where the numbers at?
College and pros is more nickel defense than anything.
That's right. That's right.
That's because that's the way the game's gone.
Yeah.
So you got to be really, really – again, if you're going to play nickel defense against these offenses that know where they're going, when they're going, and what they want to do, strong up the middle – and you got to be very, very violent, and you got to be decisive on who's setting the edge, and then you got to condense the edge. That isn't the most important in this day and age of college football, whether it's run and pass. You have to be able to set the edge, know where you're going, because anytime you can condense the field, it eliminates offensive effectiveness outside of the numbers and who they can throw to.
Folks, you've just been taken literally through a master class of defense through Jay Former, 9-year NFL pro. When he talks about setting the edge, condensing the field, it's shrinking the field down.
All right.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Jay, take us a break, my man.
Yeah, we're going to go to break. Jay Foreman, I got my man AD sitting in here. We are old school. Coming at you the new school
yes,
way.
Yes,
out here
yes,
at 83rd yes. and O Street at Cornhusker
yes.
Bank. We have our customer appreciation tailgate party barbecue out here. We got drinks, we got of course hors d'oeuvres and sports talk out here. Larry the Cable Guy is going to be out here soon, actually probably about the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get his thoughts and what he thinks of what the game is going to go like tomorrow. But then also I think the really good thing with having Larry is he travels around the country, so we'll get a good idea what everybody's thinking in his realm of entertainment
yes,
about Nebraska's program.
Absolutely.
Because we're making some hay. But anyways, Jay Foreman, Aaron Davis, old school. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Watch old school.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.